Previously on Hot House Bruiser.
The good news is this test says you've got 24 hours to live.
What's the bad news?
Test was 23 hours ago.
Why don't you just tell me what we're stealing?
What you're stealing is the Black Rose.
Bruiser, there you go. Every time someone mentions Sandman, you gotta roll your eyes. You think people just disappear for no reason every time the lights go out?
If it weren't for the walls, you'd still be a meter maid.
If it weren't for those beautiful walls, I'd still be with my husband.
Black Rose.
He said it was the key out of the hothouse. What specifically the Black Rose is, I don't know.
And now, episode 5. I'll get the guy who killed me.
This is my 5th recording. Look, I've been in a couple of tight spots during my time in the hothouse, but I've never been clinically dead, which is basically what my doctor's telling me I am. The whole time, I still can't believe this guy. Half Indian, half Irish. I just don't see that hookup happening.
It's a weaponized molecule.
So, this molecular what's-it in my system, it's gonna kill me in exactly 1 hour. Like, you know, down to the second.
Oh, no. Well, yes. What you've got in your system is a hexavalent toxin. Weaponized, stays dormant in your body until it goes critical mass, which can be controlled in the lab. So basically, you slip it into someone's drink even a year before you want them to drop dead. Developed for political assassinations.
I didn't think I was that important.
Oh, the recipe's been on the web for years. Here's the other thing. They can tailor it specifically to the target's DNA. So 50 people could drink from the same punch bowl and only you get poisoned.
So what's the next step?
No next step. It's in your DNA now. You're a clock, and you're ticking.
You won't mind if I get a second opinion.
Sure, if you want to croak in some waiting room.
Thanks for all the cheer, Doc.
Don't forget your copay.
Hey, man, you gonna be in there all day? What's the hold up?
Hi, this is Riley. Leave a message.
Call your father, kitten. Kinda important.
Funny where your mind goes. I guess if I wasn't stuck in the hothouse, I'd spend my last hour with Riley. But I couldn't even get her on the horn. So I found myself in the bathroom at Jenny Blossom's bar, just staring in the mirror. How should you spend the last hour you got on this earth? Well, if I wasn't getting any FaceTime with my kid, then I couldn't think of anything better than to find the guy who killed me, put a gun to his head, and say, "After you."
Pee myself out here.
Get out of my way.
Bruiser, you get your physical?
Yeah, I got it.
Meet your new partner, Ash Hamilton. Transfer from quarantine fire. City's forcing us to merge.
Hey, Bruiser, Ash. Everybody keeps telling me about you.
A fireman named Ash.
You're his T.O., Bruiser. Show him everything you know. Kid, you listen to everything he says and do the exact opposite.
I actually don't have time to break in rookies.
Hey, that's a shame. Well, guess what? Once upon a time, you were hot shit. Now you're a busted hump, breaking in rookies. I need you guys down on Walnut. A couple of taxpayers disappeared from an MRI sweatshop.
What do you mean, disappeared?
Hey, Bruiser, think about shaving before you come to work. You look like shit.
Wow. What'd you ever do to her? Hey, where are we going?
There's no we. You're working a desk today.
What about that thing on Walnut Street?
I'm not after anything on Walnut Street.
What are you after?
A cop killer.
I only had one lead. Doc said the poison was tailored. 50 people drink from the same punch bowl, and I'm the only one who kicks it. My punch was tequila. Brewed inside the walls. Somebody could have spiked a batch a year ago, and sooner or later I'd get a bottle. I had to find the point of origin for that tequila. Only one man knew about every still in the hothouse. There he was, floating in his pool, the oracle of the underworld, the Chlorine Buddha.
You here to arrest me, Detective Bruce Mann?
Thought I'd just beat you with my maglite.
You trying to make me into an instant narc? I can't talk to cops in my own backyard.
You never leave your pool. Where am I supposed to talk to you?
Who's the kid?
Well, Bruiser's training me.
Do the exact opposite. Everything he tells you.
I need to find the still where they cook my tequila.
Bruiser?
My guts just started shredding each other up is all. I figured I was driving in the red now. I walked away to maybe die on his lawn in private.
Bruiser!
Hold on. I gotta make a call.
Hi. This is Riley, leave a message.
What message? Forgive me, daughter, for I have sinned. I let Sager keep us all in this box, let him murder the one man that found a cure for the binary. Oh no, that wasn't what was eating me. Just something huge, like dropping my wedding ring down the sink. Whole city behind walls, and all I could think was that ring and that stupid drain, probably all covered in black gunk or... I don't know.
Bruiser, you throw up in my pool, I'll have you killed in your sleep.
Just tell me where they make that tequila.
Okay, this crazy broad makes it in her bathtub, Broadway across from the Orpheum.
Okay, I gotta take off now. I want you to shake my hand.
What, we make a bet?
Come on, put her in the vise. I just want to shake your hand.
Yeah, but for what?
For old times. For 10 years of free beer, how's that? Come on, kid.
Yep.
Bruiser?
That poison was coming on in waves now. The big waves came with tunnel vision. I didn't fight it. At the end of that tunnel was whoever did this to me. I didn't know who it was, but he didn't know I was coming.
Go ahead, bust it up.
Tell me all about hexavalent toxin.
I make tequila in a legal still not for nothing.
You make hexavalent toxin.
I don't even know what that shit is.
Bruiser.
Hold on.
It's just your...
You're in watch and learn mode, kid.
It's just your nose is bleeding.
Shit. Look, lady, are you working here for the company or did they set you up so you could cook off the books?
Look at this dump. Does this look like Sager Tech?
Tell you in a second.
There's nothing in here.
Huh. What you got behind the wall?
Her shower wall swung open to a stainless steel room with maybe 20 million worth of hardware. There was a high-end separator and a mini collider.
Look at this stuff. What does this do?
You mind not touching that? Unless you're dying to generate a black hole.
No, they can't do that. This is tapped into the water main.
Forget it.
It's totally against code. I mean, if there's a fire, this hookup takes off all the pressure.
Forget it.
What?
Ash, go for a walk. 2 minutes.
The kid's right. We hogged the water.
You tried to poison me?
We did poison you.
Who's we?
Let me get a couple of drinks in me and I'll tell you all about it.
You won't be offended if I pass.
Medically, you got nothing to lose now. You might as well have a shot.
I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. And revenge is a waste of time because he's tying this whole thing off in a neat little bow.
Who is?
The lady needs a drink.
Why me?
Black Rose.
Tell me about the Black Rose.
First, cheers.
She turned veiny black and melted into a puddle. Just sizzled away. Nothing left. Just a ring of chemical frost.
What did she do?
She just covered her tracks.
We've got to call this in.
Not this.
We have to! She just melted! I mean, this is a whole clandestine thing here. I mean, a ring or something.
We're not going to call it in because we don't want the people who set up this lab to know we're coming for them. What are you doing?
I'm shutting off this thing from the water main.
You actually carry that can opener around with you?
It's a valve wrench. We all carry one.
She drank out of this. You know what this is?
No.
I've seen these before. I just can't place it.
What is with your nose bleeding all the time?
I'm going. You coming?
Crazy we don't report this.
The first year you'll learn what to call in and what not.
You know, the guy said you were pretty big in the department until you jumped ship.
Yeah, well, it bugs him I got a real job.
I don't know what you expect. You started as a cop and you sell out to the suits. Sager Tech's trying to run the whole hothouse, man. They own most of it already. You're part of the solution or part of the problem.
Everybody's a little of both.
Unit 31.
Unit 31, go ahead.
240 in progress, Grandin Wilshire. Shots fired. Officers not responding.
On our way, we're on Fig and
Negative. Pit. 31 can't respond.
It's like two blocks away.
Don't have time. They got other guys in the area.
What's this big clock?
I told you, cop killer. Takes precedence. Hold on.
thinking all that hardware had to come from SagerTech. But I'm a cop now, and they don't take my calls. My only shot was to find Vera Grail. It was a hunch, but there was a corner where after close, me and Vera would go and she'd work the short con. Just for laughs. We'd get coffee and I'd bet her she couldn't squeeze 20 out of some schmuck. And then she'd just walk up and do it. Cost me a fortune, but she always got the coffee. I parked the kid and went to the same old corner and sure enough.
We'll send you a hat, officer.
You miss a button on your blouse there?
Well, I'm playing for groceries now, so I'll stack the deck if I want.
Well, you're stacking it.
You come to see how the other half lives? Or that's right, you're the other half now, too.
You know what this thing is?
You put ice in it and shake it.
Just tell me what it is. Who makes it?
So you get me fired, and now I'm supposed to be your informant? I'll walk down Central Ave and shake my tail feathers first.
I need to know what this thing is. It's not an angle. I just need to know. I'll pay you whatever you want. I don't care.
You really look like hell. What happened?
I don't have much time here. Look, if you know, spill it. If you don't...
The basement.
What basement?
The basement. That's what they call themselves. You recall one of my duties inside SagerTech was to ferret out weasels?
Yeah?
I spent 2 years on these guys and never found them. They're a ring of scientists. Some still inside the company, some excommunicated, but none of them care for Sager Industrial Complex. Used to meet in the basement of the main lab building. Hence their intriguing moniker.
So what are all these metal cylinders?
There's an old pneumatic tube system in the main lab building. They got it working again and had it connecting 5 different buildings. No computers to trace. They just zipped these old cylinders through the tubes to trade messages or money bombs. I don't fucking know. I was preparing my report before you got me shit canned.
I need names.
I don't know their names. I just know they're wicked smart and they don't care who gets hurt.
You're telling me.
What's the police care about them anyway?
They killed a cop. No one of any great import. Here, let me give you something.
I told you, I don't work for you.
You gotta eat. Come on.
I'm being proud here. Go walk your beat.
There. You're not going to see me after this. This right here, this is the tender scene.
Why? You got something?
I'm going to ask you to kiss me.
Kiss you goodbye? Like fade out?
That's right.
This is the tender scene.
Yeah. This is the tender scene.
Okay. All right. I'll kiss you, Bruiser.
The fuck, Vera?
Oh, did I bite you in all the excitement? That's for getting me fired. Just your first payment. Now get off my corner. You're scaring the fish.
Vera took a pretty good nip out of my tongue. Should have figured once I really kissed her, she'd draw blood. Call your father, please.
You ever heard anything like this? We should be out there! What are we looking for?
That. Stay here. I'll call you if I need you.
Way in the back of the SagerTech basement was some lab coat just working away, stuffing those metal cylinders into a whole row of crazy tubes. Vera was right. That pneumatic tube system was ancient, but at least you couldn't hack into it.
Police officer.
Holy... baby fucking Jesus, you scared me! I have clearance to be down here.
I'm Jason Bruiseman. You and your horn rim friend spiked my tequila.
Oh.
Yeah, the old broad said there was no reverse on this thing.
Yeah, she, you really should be dead right now. Well, technically you are, but...
Here's the thing. I made it a personal goal today to take one of you with me. Guess who might win that lottery?
All right, just... the forces at work here are all impossibly big.
Just tell me why me.
The Black Rose.
Which is what, for Christ's sake?
The Black Rose is... it's a... Bruiser! Bruiser, something's coming down the hall!
Let me go!
What's the Black Rose? Ash! Just let him go!
Let him go? I can't see shit!
You wanna live? Plant your feet. No matter what you hear.
The darkness again. Beyond black. Rays of black. Still, I could almost catch the outline of Sandman. He was a big mother stomping around. but he was in pain. Kept grabbing his head like it was gonna split open. The lab coat tried to outrun him.
What's going on, Bruiser?
Sandman's cleaning the house.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
When the lights finally came back on, there was nothing left of the lab coat. Just that same ring of chemical frost.
Sandman's not real. He can't be real.
The old broad said he's tying this off in a neat little bow. So all these horn rims, they're scientists, like a Brainiac sleeper cell inside SagerTech. Call themselves the Basement. They built Sandman. And now he's coming after them.
What's the connection with you? How do you know these guys?
I don't. They just bought me a drink.
That's the next block.
Let's go. We got there and every cop in the hothouse was trying to peek into one shithole apartment on 4th. Another hidden lab. Bigger. Half a NASA crammed into it.
Bruiser, look at this. They tapped into the water main here, too. Whatever they're working on takes a lot of water.
Coolant, maybe. However many labs they got stashed around town, I'll bet you every one of them is hooked up to a water main.
Ooh, cheap plagueman in the house.
Great.
Who asked you down here, Bruceman?
I'm working this from another
You're
angle.
Training the rookie. I got 6 cops off the grid, so this is my thing now.
Well, you're doing a bang-up job if you want to swim in my wake. I got a line on this, you don't.
Chief, I mean, Bruiser's gotta know more than we do here. The whole thing smells like SagerTech.
All right then, Bruiser. Why don't you shine a big light on this?
Hey, what do I know? I'm just a busted hump training a rookie. Excuse me. Priorities.
Hey, kitten. Oh, I didn't think you'd ever call me back.
I am calling you back, Jesus.
What's wrong?
Nothing, God.
Oh, don't be like this right now.
Did you threaten Bobby?
With
having the crap beat out of him if he didn't leave us alone?
He told you that?
Doesn't matter how I found out.
Yes, it does.
So you did it?
I didn't threaten.
You are so full of shit. I hate you.
Kitten.
Stop calling me that. I've always hated that.
Look, Riley. Shit.
Hey, SWAT's got him pinned down. Right across the street.
Shit.
Everybody shut up! Bruiser, you coming?
You can't stop him that way.
Hey, I don't know about cops, but in fire, people on your team need help. You help. I don't even think you are a cop. I don't know what you are.
Look, you're not saving anybody today, kid. I went to a window and looked down on the street. Quarantine SWAT had positions on the warehouse. Sandman was in there, just draining the searchlights like a walking black hole. SWAT ran in and the kid right behind him with a med kit. When the lights came back on, no Sandman, no SWAT, no Ash Hamilton. This lab, there was a map on the wall, city water system. Always water. These guys had stripped a mini collider and mounted it on a 50 cal frame, probably cut a tank in half. It was gonna come in handy where I was going. All these hidden labs needed water. Find the biggest pipe, I'd find the basement HQ. On that map, every pipe went to the main quarantine pumping station, but I needed a back door.
Oh, sir, I'm sorry. This spa's for ladies only.
I promise I won't look. This chick spa had a steam room, shared a wall with the pumping station. That wall was gonna say hello to my little friend.
Sorry, ladies. I need to lose this wall.
The head lab coat steps up. This was a very serious dude. Tree stump for a neck. His glasses were fish tanks, and he was all business. Professor Tough Guy.
I want the nerdlinger in charge here.
I'm Dr. Kamarail.
I guess I've reached the basement.
You have.
Why'd you kill me?
That's classified, Mr. Bruzman.
You think I have the Black Rose?
We don't really know, do you?
Well, tell me what it is, and I'll tell you if I have it.
We're not sure exactly what it is.
Well, people sure get killed over it.
We know it's the key to getting out.
Just tell me why you killed me.
It's classified. And if you try to shoot me, the rest of us will simply gun you down.
Well, one of us is already dead. So guess who's got nothing to lose?
Who was I kidding? I couldn't even stand. My insides froze up. The room spun. And I died.
He's coming out of it.
I can't see.
It's okay. That's expected. You're sedated and you have a lot of tubes running out of you, so...
If I'm dead, is this, upstairs or downstairs?
Still on the ground floor, I'm afraid. You've been in a coma for some time. I'm your doctor. Welcome back, Mr. Bruzman.
Can't find your hand. Here. Bruiser.
Alan.
Well, you got cold hands like a doc.
You should get your sight back in a few days. We're in Henderson Army Base outside Palmdale.
There is no Henderson Army Base.
We're pretty new.
How long have I been out?
3 years.
Palmdale? You mean I'm outside the walls?
The walls are gone. There was a breach in the quarantine.
Where's my family?
Mr. Bruzman, you should rest.
Where's my family?
Bruiser, because of the outbreak of the binary, the federal government was forced to sterilize the entire Los Angeles area.
Next time on Hot House Bruiser, Episode 6, Bruiser Outside the Walls.
Why can't I see?
It's usually temporary. You'll start
usually.
To
see. Usually. Going to work.
On your day off?
Yeah, I'd like to relax on my day off, so I'm gonna go get shot at. You straddle your patients too?
Girl needs leverage.
I take it this is gonna hurt. You're an interrogator.
This isn't an interrogation.
Yeah, it's a debrief. No one makes it out without getting shot.
Three people made it out from the 400 that were shot.
I got a feeling whatever's in there is worse than the basement.
Oh, where's the trust?
I also got a feeling I know you from somewhere.
Hot House Bruiser stars Paul Nobrega as Bruiser. Series regulars Tracy Lords as Vera Grail, Jim Storm as Mr. Sager, John Terry as the Chlorine Buddha, Claudia Christian as Chief Plagueman, Fanny Grande as Riley Bruceman, and Kirsten Roders as Risa Bruceman. Guest stars Michael Welch as Ash Hamilton, Denise Crosby as Jenny Mills, James Leary as Bruiser's Doctor, Alexander Von Roon as Professor Tough Guy, and Armin Shimmerman as Dr. Wolverton. Also featuring Billy Scott, Vita Lamorte, Amy Donegan, Robin Gwynn, Mark Bosley, Heather Martin, David Kaplan Calloway, James Coley, and Sean Sheps. This is Joel Metzger, creator of Hot House Bruiser.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
This podcast
was produced by
Joel Metzger
and
Ice Box Logic.